Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday morning here. It's the 8th of April on this gorgeous, gorgeous city of ours. 31 degrees today. All right, we'll talk about it a bit later on, but that's it. Enjoy today because the cold front's coming through.
Is it?
In the next 2 or 3 days, all right?
Right. No,
so
it's not.
Then we'll have to rug up.
Well, what do you mean we're going to talk about it in this? What?
Well, we are a bit later on in the show. Good morning to you, Bernie Vince. Good morning to you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to a Rush Hour Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. One job again, Jars.
What's happened?
Just not miss the queue, and you did. You were a second late, and then you said good afternoon, and it's 7 a.m.
I do apologise, family, but I've had a good morning.
You just said you were going to nail it. You said, I'll nail it today. Don't you worry about that. And not only did you start late, you stuffed it completely up.
And Bernie's been pacing up and down the corridor, rehearsing it.
Practicing. You're doing a KG.
Still couldn't get it right.
Can I tell you a funny story about KG yesterday, the great man? And I love him. I love him. I cherish him. He rang me Friday for some tickets for his good friend Ian Chappelli, Ian Chappell. Why does Ian Chappell need tickets to go into his own stadium? It's got me bugging.
Well, it's a footy match.
Well, I don't care. He's Ian Chappell. Yeah. Anyway, KG's rang up, mate. I said, mate, you can use my Crows Life membership tickets, which I wasn't going to the game. So anyway, he picked them up and we had a hug and blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday he rings. Hey,
you had a hug.
Yeah. We always hug. And he said, I'll drop your tickets off. What number's your house? And I told him the number of my house. And he said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So I got there in 10 minutes and the tickets were next door's letterbox, not mine. I had to ring him. KG, you got the wrong house.
Why does that not surprise me?
God love him. Oh, love him.
Are they transferable, those tickets?
I don't know.
You rorted the system.
I don't know.
Actually, they're not. And you've just given yourself up.
No, I haven't. Now, what's on the show, Burn? Let's go.
Well, we've got, I don't know what we're going to call this because we're a breakfast show now, but morning chai latte with Bluey, formerly the beer with Bluey.
You're joking.
Well, what do you want to call
that's
it, Blue? You come up with something.
Up. Just, well, I don't know, a coffee with Blue? Like, what?
We need to reflect you as a person as a coffee. Right. And I'm thinking morning chai latte, almond milk, decaf, bloody skim, half, three-quarter milk latte.
Burn, I have a flat white coffee. That's my.
You know where we get them? Freddie downstairs at Canetto's.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, Jars, you're the concerning one when it comes to coffee. You got a bit of, what's
no,
your
just
order?
I have flat white and soy. Because I've got to stay off sugar and the dairy because it bloats my belly.
You think it's the soy, do you?
Port Adelaide's Tommy Jonas will join us after 8 o'clock. The captain, they got to bounce back tomorrow night. What a game that's going to be.
That's huge.
All right,
huge.
Couple of changes there.
The voicemail, Jars. The voicemail's back today. How exciting.
We love the voicemail.
I haven't heard from Mika from the Stansbury pub for a while.
Yeah, I'll be in, Ben.
Oh, God, that scares me, that voice.
All right, let's get underway, hey, Nate.
No problems, gentlemen. You want to have a chat with Bernie Bluey or Jars while they fill in for Ruined Its, give them a text. All thanks to Automasters. 0488851047.
On Triple M's Ruined Its for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
G'day, Tommy. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Good morning to you.
Oh, twice in 2 weeks, boys. Yeah.
We love chatting away. No, we love
lucky
having.
Good for you or good for us?
It's good for you, Tommy. Now, Tommy, wake up call against the Eagles. And what was the review like amongst the playing group and the coaching staff? Because it was basically all over after the first 10 minutes against a Eagles dominant midfield.
Yeah, a few learnings come out of it. We're just pretty honest in the feedback that we got smacked in the contest and let them control the footy. And yeah, like you said, good wake-up call. So we have to come ready to go against the Ticks tomorrow night.
Was it one of those games where it's so bad? And we've seen Richmond do this a bit. When they have a really bad game like that, they just park it and move on? Or do you take real good learnings out of it, seeing it so early in the season?
It's a bit of both. We've won our first 4 games prior to that, if you include a couple of trials. So we're going all right. So it was a bit out of character. But at the same time, you got to look at what did go wrong, whether it's a mindset thing or a tactical thing, make sure it doesn't happen again.
And what's Kenny been like, Tommy? Did he get emotional? Did he fire up after the game and through the review?
He certainly didn't let us off scot-free, but he didn't get super angry. I think it's not really in his nature to really rip us on a Monday. It's more we got a fair serving during the game, and then it's like, all right, let's break it down, be realistic about it, and what do we need to do better?
Oh, I like that. Out of the coach. There's a lot of talk about the tools. Laddams, yeah. Georgiadis and Marshall. Obviously, can you play all three of them? Was it the midfield's fault? The midfield got smashed around the footy?
Oh, you know us defenders always blame the mid, so let's go with that. look, certainly big Nick Nat in there gave them first use, and we weren't able to slow them down at all, and we went into the game wanting to do that. So, yeah, that's an area we can get better. And the four tools was a bit of an untried look for us and probably didn't work that week, but it's not to say throw off and going that it won't work moving forward. And then, you know, we got to take plenty of responsibility down back as well. I think they took 16 marks inside 50.
Tommy, what about the performance of Tommy Rockcliffe playing for Maggies on the Thursday night against Nord? Got knocked out. He's blaming that he got a drive-by by a Nord player. He's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks. Very disappointing from Rock. He probably should have just got up and kept playing.
Yeah, you're talking about his Oscar performance, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
He's searching for a couple of nominations there in the first half, I reckon. So, and then they went, I told a couple of my old Nord mates, I said, look, I've had enough of this.
Yes.
Teach him a lesson.
I like that. Now, Richmond, this week, home debt. Yes. You said Kenny moved on really quickly this game. Last time you met was the prelim, only a goal in it. 11 points was the biggest margin for the match. So a tight one. Both teams coming off poor losses, so it's beware of the response.
Yeah, exactly. Both teams in a similar boat. The funny thing is they probably play as far away from the West Coast style as it could be. So we just got to reset and get ready to go and anticipate a pretty fierce battle. And obviously we'd like to make amends for that prelim. That was very disappointing. That still burns. So should be a good game tomorrow night.
Hey, Tommy, we've got Ebo, of course, on Dead Set Legends, and I gave him some feedback on the Hey Diddle Diddle Shiraz, the Barossa Shiraz. I'll tell you what, very, very nice.
Oh, I'm sure you're due for a little top-up, so just get in his ear, tell him, you know, since he's been working so hard, he can hook you up a few more bottles.
Oh, nice. Is he still fleecing the business, taking that huge wage?
Yeah, well, I don't drink midweek, obviously, being an athlete, so I'm sure he's taking it for granted.
Every time I see Bradley, he's got red lips and red teeth.
He gets those red cheeks pretty quick,
doesn't he? Now, Tommy, your message to the Port fans. I know that I think capacity is about 38,000. You want to make sure you get that tomorrow night against the Richmond Football Club. So a message to your fan base, because you want it full. We want it full,
full.
Oh, I don't even think they need it. They'll be chomping at the bit to come down. And I know they'll make a heck of a noise. So we're looking forward to having the place packed out and making it a really intimidating atmosphere. So looking forward to seeing all of you tomorrow night.
Good boy, mate. Good luck tomorrow night. It's going to be a very good game of football to watch.
Absolutely. Cheers, Jeff.
Take care, mate. There he is, Tommy Jonas, the Port LA captain.
On Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast fill-in, it's time to whiten the teeth, spray on the tan, and grease up the hair.
Yeah.
It's time for a chai latte with Bluey.
What? What the hell is that?
What is that?
Is this similar to like in the Rush Hour we have a beer with Bluey?
Yep.
Where you tell stories about your past.
Yes. And what's this, coffee with Bluey?
This is a new segment, is it, for Bricky?
It's a coffee with Bluey.
So no, I've got a name for it, I reckon.
What?
Because this reminds you, you've got to have your story named after what you sort of represent as a person. Mm. This is what Bluey would order. The double ristretto venti half soy non-fat decaf organic ice vanilla double shot gingerbread frappuccino extra hot with foam whipped cream upside down double blended once sugar and iced. That's the longest order you can order at Starbucks.
Yep. No, that's exactly what
with
I
Bluey.
Ordered. No, sorry, I forgot. No sugar though.
Okay, let's just say Jars has already checked out. So let's
what have you got?
You're still are you checking your phone?
I beg your pardon.
Now,
seeing if anyone's texting saying good job, Jars.
Little behind the scenes there.
In the late 80s, Australia were taking on Pakistan in Australia.
Yes.
Right? So Mervyn Hughes was the opening bowler for Australia.
Yep.
And the star player for Pakistan was Javed Miandad.
Yes.
Right? So leading into the Boxing Day test match in Melbourne, there was a couple of test matches before that, and Javed Miandad was dominating, was making runs, batting at number 3 for Pakistan. And they had a team meeting, and they said, what are we going to do about Javed? Because he's just slicing us up.
Mm.
But what we have done, we've gone bloody hard at him. We're sledging him. We're really getting into him. So let's try something different. Let's just not say a word to him. Mm. Give him the silent treatment. Yeah. See if that puts him off. So Alan Border was the captain, and he said, he looked at Merv Hughes in the eye and said, Merv, this is going to be very hard for you, mate, because you just make a living from spraying people. But what I need you to do is be quiet. Don't say a thing. Right? Got it? Yes, captain. So there was Australia were bowling, took an early wicket. Javed Mandad walks out. 70,000 people. Mervyn Hughes has taken a wicket. They're going off. Merv steaming in. The crowd's going berserk. Short one, nearly rips his head off.
Yeah.
And he goes down, he's staring at Javed Mandad. Can't say a word. No. Javed Mandad looks at him and goes, bus driver. Merv turns around. He's walking back to his mate. He's going, bus driver? What's bus driver? Where's he coming from? Next ball runs in, steams in. Good length ball. Javed Mandad lets it go. Flies through to Ian Healy. Looks at Javed Mandad. And Javed Mandad, and Merv starts walking away. Javed Mandad starts following him going, you're nothing but a bus driver, Merv. He's looking at you, you're fat. You should be wearing shorts and long socks. You're nothing but a bus driver, mate. And Merv's like, whoa. And so next ball, he steams in over pitches. Javed Mandad crashes it through the covers. Four runs. Nice. Take that, you bus driver. Look at you, mate. he's calling him a bus driver.
Three times.
Next delivery. Merv's, the crowd's going berserk. Merv charges in. Yorker, stumps flying everywhere. Merv goes up to Bay 13, hey, and no one can catch him.
No one can catch him.
He's going berserk. Alan Border, and then he checks out. Javed Mandad's got his tail between his legs. He's walking off, and he's about halfway to the boundary. Merv starts running towards him, circles him, gets right in front of his face, and says, "Tickets, please, tickets."
Hey.
Now, we all watch maths, right?
No, so we don't.
No, that's just you, Greg. That's just rubbish. You, mate.
No,
that's you and Catherine.
I'm forced to watch it. I am.
So what's happened in maths?
Right, well, on maths the other night, Rebecca and Jake are a couple, right? Rebecca's from Perth. She's got a lot of tickets on herself. I think she's hot, real hot. Yeah. And she's not really into Jake. Jake, your mate, Byrne?
Yeah, Jake, he played for Carlton, this bloke.
Right, okay.
The late 2000s. He played about 10 games. Not many.
How many different ways do you want to lose?
Anyway, right. Rebecca.
So where are we going with this?
During the show, Rebecca got some bad news. Mm. Take a listen.
They don't know what's wrong with him. So they've now moved him into a medical hospital. Yeah, I want to go home and just see Oscar.
Now, she's Oscar. Not talking about a family member, is she?
Oscar's her child, is it?
Oscar's her dog.
Oh.
So she got very, very upset. Oh, and now a lot of people would. If your dog's crook and maybe on the, you know, its last legs, then you have to go home and see.
So she's left the show.
She left the show. She I might not be coming back. Oh. I need to attend to. She said it was her only responsibility was her dog. So she went home to see Oscar. So
what's wrong with that?
Well, I can tell you right now that if there was a choice between my wife's, our dog, and me, the dog's winning every minute of the day.
So it should.
Yeah.
So it should.
Did she come back?
Has she come back?
She's back. Unfortunately.
Oh, she came back.
I don't know.
What's happened? We need to find out.
I don't know what happened to Oscar.
I'm not leaving this show until I find out how young Oscar is.
I'm just looking at a photo. Oscar looks fine. I think it's more of a publicity stunt, Jazz. That's what they do on this show. It just shits me to tears, this show.
Don't.
So you do watch it?
Oh, Abby's had it in the background.
Yes. You're not bad, Chunky.
I hate hearing about this show, Jazz. I'm over it.
I love me pets. Yeah. I love my babies. I've got three beautiful dogs, a little Maltese Shih Tzu. She's 13, Lily, then Polo and Ruby. All right.
Are your labbies?
They're two of my little labbies, love them to death. And they love their daddy. They love their daddy. And we just have a beautiful bond.
Mm.
All right. So, my babies.
Now, Jazz, what happened on the weekend? What happened on the weekend?
My little Maltese Shih Tzu Lily, named after Dennis Lilly, she done a runner. Now, I was on the Dead Set Legends, and Lily left the beach, ran across Seaview Road, ran across Military Road, and ended up at the Henley Footy Club.
Did you leave? You would have left Dead Set Legends straight away, wouldn't you?
Well, that's why Marion and Riley and that didn't ring me, because I would have. I was off. I was Gonski.
Oh, so they didn't go.
They went looking for it.
Oh.
Had half of Henley looking for little Lily because she was looking for me.
Where did she end up?
Henley Oval.
Well, why'd she go to Henley Oval? She was looking for you.
Because that's where we go all the time.
Oh, right.
She was looking for her dad.
Right.
Because I take him every morning and obviously doing the DSL show. I can't.
Oh, that's why you. Oh, that's right. That's where you stalk all the Port Adelaide players and teach them how to kick.
So not only were you late on Saturday morning, you were hungover and you let your dogs down. You didn't take
Left the gate open, you idiot. And you call us chunkheads.
She was down the beach with Maz with the other two dogs. So.
I've got a question for you, Charles.
Oh, yes, Halo.
So you love your dogs that much. Say you went for a walk.
Yeah.
Lily goes into the beach.
Yes.
Starts struggling.
Yes.
As you're about to make your way over to Lily, you notice the Carl Viet is also drowning.
Yes.
In a rip.
Yeah.
Who would you go for to save? You could only save one.
Carl Viet's got to learn how to swim.
I'm not going to learn. Hey, there it is.
All right, Jazz. Jazz.
Oh, yes, Bern.
Okay, I'll throw another.
No. What are we doing here?
So you got Dennis Lily, the dog.
Yeah, my little baby.
You've got Carly Viet drowning.
Yes.
And Marion's drowning now as well. And you can only choose one.
Love you, Marion. We had a great life, but I'm going with Lily.
No! No, you didn't. No. You can't do that, Jazz.
Oh, jeez. Jazz, turn your phone off. 133353, we want to hear from you if you're loving your pets too much, as Jazz just pointed out.
Hey, quick question for you, Jazz, before we get into this.
Yes,
what's the story behind you naming your dog Dennis Lily? Because apparently you completely burnt him after the 95 grand final. Does that ring any bells? I've got a couple of text messages come across my desk. Now, quick summary of what happened there. And did you burn him?
He's my idol. I was going to invite him for tea because he was in Adelaide, next to the Institute all around that way.
Oh, no.
And I said, I'll give you a buzz, because I caught up with him when I was living in Perth, the great man. And then I didn't ring him. I burnt Dennis Lily for dinner.
That's disgraceful.
I'm going to message him.
Don't.
Yeah, get him on.
So embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Because he's my idol.
Mate,
right up there. Bad
great bloke as well.
He's a great bloke.
133353, do you love your pets too much?
Let's go to Paul of Broadview. G'day, Paul.
G'day, guys. How are you today?
Good on you, mate. What have you got for us, please?
So, at the moment, I've got a little cavoodle. His name's Scooby, and he comes to work with me every day.
Nice.
But my story is that back in the 90s, I had my first ever black cat.
Yep.
Her name was Tintin. She disappeared for 10 days in the middle of summer, and then one morning she just trotted back down the driveway, and I then took 2 days off of work.
Tintin. Did you ever retrieve Tintin, or that was it?
Yeah, she came back.
She came back.
I missed but the phone cut out.
133353, do you love your pets too much?
Good start, Paulie. Let's go to Kelly of Mount Barker. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. Tell us about your pet story.
Oh, mate. So let's just start this off where one pussy has taken over another. So my husband, we have a big one-year-old Mancoon, and this cat is now his child. He not only sits on his lap when he goes to take a toilet, it sits in his pants when he pulls his pants down.
Oh, no.
It now has replaced us in the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
He also has trained it to bring it a lead, and he takes it out on a lead and walks around the neighbourhood with it.
I've seen people walking cats.
Dead set. Yeah. He is a one-year-old and he weighs 6 kilos. Heavens forbid, how do you think I feel? I'm pretty a bit neglected here.
This is a relationship issue.
No, mate, not at all. He's the most beautifulest cat, but oh, my God, it's his child and you should
taken
see
over.
It. He's one for the books, mate.
Yeah, well done, Kelly. Nice. When your pet's getting in his pants more than you are, that's a bit of a problem. 133353.
Have a good one, fellas.
See you later.
See ya.
Do you love your pets too much after Jars admitted that when his dog went missing, he would have left his on-air shift if he had have known?
Thank you, Haydo. Sharon from Hewitt, good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
Do you want to...
All right.
So... Good, go.
Okay, sorry. So we have a two-year-old border collie, and it's not actually me that has the problem. The border collie sits outside with my husband every night at his bar. And last weekend, a couple of weekends ago, we went to Manham for the Sounds by the River.
Yeah.
And we went up on the Friday, thought, great night. Well, by the Saturday morning, my husband was so devastated by missing the dog that we had to FaceTime my daughter so that he could FaceTime the dog.
Oh, come on.
No, absolute truth. Absolute truth.
What? Does the dog talk back?
It's a talking dog, yeah.
Well, just, you know,
like the head on the side. 133353.
Beautiful.
Do you love your pet too much?
Adrian from Salisbury, good morning.
How are we, gents?
Good, mate. What do you got?
I have a little Manx cat, and you know, the Manx doesn't have a tail.
Yeah.
And sometimes when he goes for number twos, he can't quite get it all off.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're joking.
So I get there with a little surgical scissors when it's a bit dry, because I don't want to get the wet stuff on my hands.
Yeah.
And then I snip it all off, and he's good to go, because... Really, I don't want to have crap all over my bed, do I?
No, good dedication. No.
Oh, wow,
good
Adrian.
On you, Adrian. Let's go to Luke from Palaui. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, fellas.
Ned, the wife got you a pet?
Yeah. Whenever he's being good, whenever he doesn't bark, or when he's good, when he's being washed or anything like that, she'll surprise him by buying him a Happy Meal.
You're joking.
Yeah. She'll give him the cheeseburger and the fries, but mainly he likes a toy. He likes opening the toy.
Well, make sure he doesn't eat that.
Yeah, no, he just chews on it. He doesn't swallow that, but...
Oh, mate. Gregory. Extra salt on the chips?
Probably. 133353. Do you love your pet too much?
John from Aberfoyle Park. Good morning to you, John.
Morning. How are you guys?
What's your story, please?
I come home. We go away like family for a holiday. I go to like Barossa or the Victor, and I come home every night to be with my dogs, basically.
Oh.
I come home, feed them, and so they can sleep in my bed, basically. I miss them that much.
What kind of dogs you got, Johnny?
What type of dogs have you got, Johnny?
I've got two Staffies.
Staffies.
They're like Victor. Staffies. Yeah,
what do you call them?
Elliot and Nala. So Elliot from Pete's Dragon and Nala from Simba, you know, the
Lion King.
Lion King thing.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Well, give them our love, that. John. Thanks for your call, buddy.
No.
Well done, mate. We got the prize there.
Yeah, no, we do. We are going to send someone to go and see Port take on Richmond in a blockbuster at Adelaide Oval this Friday night. First bound 7:20. Tickets available right now from tickettech.com.au. And Sharon in Hewitt, that is you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Genuinely, your husband's love for your border collie is
beautiful.
We have never heard anything like that before in our lives.
Oh, that's great. My husband's a massive Port fan too, so he'll be wrapped.
Hey, Sharon.
Good stuff, Sharon. Hey, I've got a quick, just a real quick story about a farm dog we had.
Oh.
Simon Goodwin came over to our farm, and, you know, we had always having pups over there. So we had this little pup, and there was about four or five of them, and his little girl, Lily, just fell in love with this little pup, and the whole time Dad's saying, you can have it, yeah, take it home. Goody's going, no. In the end, tears and everything when they had to go back. So the dog's gone with him, right? It's gone back with him. About 3 weekends in from this dog that Goody did not want, that no one wanted apart from Lily, you know what it did, Jazz?
What then?
It ate a stick. And it had to go in for surgery, and it cost him over $3,000.
Oh,
he still talks about that now. Hey, but Dad said, I could have charged you $3,000 for the dog too. At least I gave it to you for free.
Triple M.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Hey, boys, so yes, I want to take you to the Adelaide Football Club headquarters. Well, I'm going to call it a fiasco at the moment because it's dragging on a long time. But Chairman John Olson has confirmed that a fifth possible site has emerged, Jars. A fifth. And this is named as a secret location again. So there's a lot of mystery around this and all this crap going on. Look, I just want them to hurry up and start this thing. The Crows want to use the same plans developed for its failed $60 million headquarters bid at the Aquatic Centre to save money there, I suppose. But he updated members in the search for a city site at the game against the Gold Coast on the weekend. So, I mean, does it have to be a city site, boys? That's my question to you. There's a lot of chat about, and there's a poll in the Advertiser yesterday about 61% think that it has to be as close to Adelaide Oval as possible. Now, does it have to be? Is it just the best site? We see over in Victoria, they have sites all over the place. Mm. It doesn't have to be close to the MCG or Marvel. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think if they can do it, that's obviously more ideal. If you can walk to the ground and then walk back to, you know, the headquarters
the recovery
and function and stuff like that for the spectators and the members, that's ideal. So they'll try
make
and do
a decision.
That.
Yeah, they're saying that the old La Cornue site.
Yeah, okay.
That's the...
Is that big enough for an oval?
I thought no. But
I don't think it is. But I guess that's the mystery. Where's this secret location, Jars?
I think it's Thebet and Oval. That's where.
They're still in talks with Thebby.
But anyway.
A bit of an update on that Tiger Woods car crash about a month ago now where he shattered his right leg and his right ankle. So he's going to be out of the game for a long time. Investigators are saying that he was travelling at 140 k's. An hour in a 70K zone. So he was in a big hurry. Also, they did not check Woods' phone or test his blood, saying that there was no evidence of any impairment or intoxication. But I find that interesting well.
No charges, apparently.
No charges.
And this was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. He was in a very big rush.
Okay, former AFL player and TV presenter Sammy Newman has cancelled his remaining South Australian events this month after a second venue, which was the Salisbury North Football Club, posted on their Facebook page that Sam Newman will not be attending the footy club. So he basically rang his agent, which is Terry Lindblom from Vegas Promotion, said, "Don't worry about it anymore, Terrence.
Yeah.
I won't be coming to Adelaide."
Yep. Yep.
Does it make us look bad, though, as a state?
What are we doing?
Because I don't hear any other venues in any other cities saying, "No, we don't want Sam Newman."
You know what? Let's just shut down everything that that wants to come
so
to
any
Adelaide.
Any clubs that are looking for talent to do a sportsman's night, don't worry. Don't bother ringing.
Don't bother.
Talent's going to just say no thanks.
Entertainment is dead.
Yeah.
Gone.
Well done. Well done. Former Prime Minister Kevi Rudd was mistaken for an Uber driver by a bunch of lads that had a few frothies.
Right.
But he drove them. He drove them to their destination. Rudsy. So that was
Kevin
nice
07.
Kevin, that's it. Yeah. That was nice of him, wasn't it?
It was
But they thought he was their Uber driver.
Right.
So mistaken identity there. Absolutely. Has that ever happened to you guys?
I got mistaken. I was in Bali. And someone, one of the locals came up to me and said, "Are you Pierce Brosnan?"
No.
That's just complete fabrication and just made up crap.
You don't even look like him.
I think my hair was a bit longer and it slicked back and, you know.
Pierce Brosnan.
Had a bit of a dance.
James
You're sure they didn't say, "Are you pissed, Brosnan?"
No, that's true story. True story.
Not bad. Burn.
No
one.
Everyone
no
knows me, Jazz.
Everyone
knows me.
Everyone.
So they know it's me.
Everyone knows me.
What about you, Jazz? Not really. I can't think of anyone.
What about you, Jazz? Thanos.
Look, who?
You know, the big dude from Avengers Endgame. No, you do.
Well, Butterbean. I reckon Butterbean. Yeah, that's the other one. So if anyone who doesn't know Butterbean, he's a heavyweight boxer. So just Google Butterbean, and it's a dead ring.
No. I've had a couple of people thought that I was this bloke.
Oh, is this what you want, this little thing? Yeah. Oh, God.
You thought this was going to be a street fight? You're goddamn right it is.
Vin Diesel.
That's it.
So you've got it that much. You called him Van Diesel.
And the other week down at Henley Square, I
called him Van Diesel.
Hey, did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry. I'm what you call an ice cold can of whoop ass.
You sure it wasn't Carvery that you meant to say?
Say it.
Dwayne this Johnson, is, the Rock.
Oh, the Rock. Oh. Yeah. Similar complexion, similar body.
Yeah, huge.
This is the kind of stuff I have to put up with every day.
No, butterbean.
So this break was just all about just talking absolute shit. Yeah,
that's basically right. It was about Kevin Rudd, mistaken for an Uber driver. Hey?
You and old Vanny Diesel.
You look like the lead singer of ABBA, Afrida.
Anna Fred.
I look like a woman.
There is one other person.
I look like a woman to her. Oh, thanks, Jazz.
There is one comparison I can think of. Homer Simpson for Andrew Jarman.
Hey, boys, I went through the run sheet this morning I just got a little bit excited when I saw a voicemail written down. Now, this is one of my favourite segments.
Yes.
Let's get straight into it.
You have 10 new messages.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's Roo checking in. Hope the 2 hours a day with no daytime radio commitments, endorsements, digital bonus content, and sharing the talk break with the three people isn't wearing you down too much.
Yeah, g'day. It's Phil here from the Adelaide Oval. There's a bloke down here saying that Andrew Jarman will fix up his bar tab and that we should let him into the members despite not having any proof of membership. Are you able...
he said that he'd do it, but...
hang on, mate. Look, can someone give us a call back, please? G'day, it's Mello, your boss. Wow. Look, we're going to keep the filling breakfast show the way it is. Just a few changes I'd like to make in the future for you filling in. All of you. Hi, Bernie. Jacob from the childcare centre, mate. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Just checking. Has Harvey been watching football with you? He's been running around the yard with a footy. One of the kids said he used the word f***. He called another kid soft when they fell over in the sandpit and shirt-fronted another child who ran off with his ball. So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, mate. Thank you.
Well, hello, it's Yater, and I am not upset that Greg Blewett is finally filling in on the breakfast show with you guys while Ruined It's had some time off here from the glorious Adelaide Oval. I'm happy because Blewett's finally getting some practice in speaking basic bloody English before he comes back to do the sideline. Just make sure he isn't standing next to a big white line of any description in the studio or you guys are well and truly
Yes, Andrew Jarman, Peter from the bank. We're just checking on a suspect transaction on your account here. Apart from the fact that there was an actual withdrawal on your account, there is an unusually high spend on the description by Instagram followers. So we wanted to just make sure or put a hold on the card. Please let us know.
Yeah, Bern. Nick from the Stansbury pub. Look, you're a city lad now, mate. You might be able to help us out. Do you know what cocktail has peach schnapps and a West Coast cooler in it? That's not all the ingredients, but I knocked the guy out before he could finish his order. And we're just wondering what it was. Thanks, mate.
Oh, g'day, Matty Nix here. Jars, can you stop leaving messages about re-signing texts? It's a pain in the ass. It'll happen when it happens. Also, we don't offer players 9-year contracts.
G'day, boys. It's Purple here with a bit of mail. A player for an AFL team playing this season will not be playing on a player after a player stated malapropisly that a player coach said something untoward at the player, making the player on that player insurmountable. See, I don't just save the content for the big boys.
Go it, JB! Yeah, you are so fat when you need something in your back pocket, you need to call an Uber! You're fat!
There are no more messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
This is a great segment we use in the rush hour to finish off our show. So you're just trying to educate us, aren't you, Bernie?
I am, yes. And right, I bet you can't get these two. Here we go. We've got two for you today. Right, I'm excited to bring them back to the Bricky Show.
Good.
Okay, boys.
Yes, Ben.
Name something crocodiles can't do, but alligators can.
Oh,
from the same family too.
Salt water? Is it fresh water?
Ooh, ooh.
No, something to do with their eyes, Bern?
One of you is very close.
Me.
Crocodiles in the land.
Yeah, and who do you think that'd be?
It's something to do, with their eyelids.
When they sleep?
No, when crocodiles swallow,
yes,
their eyes close or their eyelids.
Their eyelids close.
You're way off, Blue.
What is it, Burn?
Nah, yeah, you're not. It's a body part. So crocodiles can't poke their tongues out, but alligators can. So that's how you can tell. Tongues are attached to the roofs of a crocodile's mouth. But you know why that is, Jazz?
Why is that, Ben?
So they can't bite their tongue when they snap their jaws.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I didn't know they had tongues.
That's brilliant.
They have tongues,
of course,
Blue.
They got
tongues.
Do. What do you reckon?
Another one, boys. Yeah. Before this one, you'll be thinking about this one for the rest of the day. This one enlightened me as well when I looked it up.
Okay.
Name something babies are born without. That everyone has. Even kids have them.
Born without.
But babies, newborn.
The part of their bone at the top of their head.
Good answer, Blue.
Well done.
That could be one of them, but it's not the one I'm thinking of. And this will surprise you. It's it's internal. It's a bone.
It's a bone.
All right, I'll put you out of your misery saying you're not guessing, you peanut. The answer is a kneecap. Babies are not born with kneecaps.
Brilliant.
I didn't know this, Blue.
I didn't know that.
Babies are born with pieces of cartilage that will eventually become the bony kneecap or patella that adults have.
Brilliant.
Like bone, cartilage gives structure where it's needed in the body.
Yes.
There we go, boys. Jeez. How good were those two to start with a brekkie fact?
Yeah.
Come on.
Bring it back tomorrow. See you, family.
Do you want to say that on the microphone so people can
hear? Goodbye, everybody. Have a lovely day.